I don't actually date a whole lot lately. Why not? Well, when I'm with a boy I like, it's hard for me to say anything cool or witty or at all. I can usually make a few vowel sounds and then I have to go away.
It's not that bad.
No, it is. I think boys are more interested in a girl who can talk.
And that's from Buffy. That's a cute little scene. Think about that when you were dating or when you like someone very much and you give yourself, you give your subconscious the command, say something really cool. Say something really witty. What does your mind do? Typically, you'll find that your mind just freezes, it paralyzes because you're trying to command yourself to say something. And instead of just relaxing and something witty coming to mind, it's like you're trying to force something, force yourself to please another person rather than just experiencing them. And if something cool comes out, that's neat. If something witty comes out, that's neat. But if you try to force your own mind, you'll find that it typically backfires. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist, and you can ask me any question you'd ask a counselor or a therapist. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And even though it's not therapy, it gives you an opportunity to get some tips on something that's some situation or maybe something with yourself where you just feel like you're floundering, you feel like you're not getting anywhere. And right now, let's turn to the phones, and I want to welcome, I'm not sure if I have your name right, is it not Naim?
That's right.
That's correct?
It's close enough.
Close, how do you pronounce it?
Naim.
Naim?
Yep.
Okay, and your question is what, Naim?
Okay, I had an episode, kind of a hospitalized, and right now they're treating me for BPD.
Okay, that's borderline personality disorder. Yeah.
That's correct.
Right.
And I also believe I have schizophrenia, and they're treating me with Abilify.
Okay. Go ahead.
My therapist seems to want to focus more on the BPD rather than the schizophrenia. I do cut a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if maybe, you know, I should just confront her about it and say, look, you know, maybe I should be focusing more on the schizophrenia because every time I cut, it's usually after a schizophrenic episode.
Okay, you want to give her whatever data that she can't read. If I were her client, she can't read my mind. And so it's very good that you share that information with her. And it's even good if you can share the very specific details of what thoughts you were having and then why cutting is a consequence of some detached thoughts, right? Now, just most with the borderline personality disorder, what do you know about it?
Oh, it just has to deal with my rage, and it stems from stuff that happened in my past.
Right. You've had it for a long time, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
How old are you now?
22.
22. And you've had it for a couple of years then, or how long would you say?
About 5 years, I would say. I haven't been diagnosed up until recently.
Yeah, so you had an episode that where you got hospitalized. And your question is, what should she be treating you for? And my suggestion would be either one of those, you want to learn whatever in your power to control. You want to learn skills that can help you think more clearly and avoid the catastrophic thinking that would trigger you to self-mutilate, to cut, or you say that you're a cutter?
Yes.
Is that how you hurt yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And just for, you know, in case you don't know, my guess is you know this very well, but what borderline personality this is, do you know what it refers to?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Okay. Well, when you've had very rocky relationships throughout your life, you know, you've had struggles and you don't have a firm idea of your own self-image.
Okay.
It's a scary place to be. I mean, all of us have had periods where we've had moments of self-doubt or periods of self-doubt. with borderline, it's like that's too much the norm in your life, and you want to be able to, then your emotions are all over the place, right? When you don't know quite who you are, where you're going, what you want out of life, and how to relate to people. It just feels all a mess.
Yeah.
And you want the skills in each of those categories. You want to define your own goals. What do you love in life? Not what do your parents want for you? What do your teachers want for you? What do a partner? What does a partner want for you? You want to be able to figure out some rational goal. Obviously, not bank robber or something silly like that. You know, something self-destructive, but something rational that you would feel fulfilled doing as a career or a job. Are you in a job right now?
Yes, but what I really want to know, I understand all that stuff.
Yeah.
But part that really gets me is, you know, I see people that are not there. Today, I was sleeping.
Yeah.
I had a dream. I woke up. I had a dream that I cut myself, my wrist, with glass.
Yeah.
And up, I was awake, and my wrists were cut, and every wound that was on my body was bleeding. And I ran downstairs, and there were some friends there, and they said there's nothing there. But, I mean, I saw them. I have two apparitions, hallucinations, whatever you want to call them, that I see on a daily basis. One's a girl, one's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
But after, I mean, when I see the boy in the back seat of my car, that's when I usually freak out and leads me to start putting
yeah.
as my way out. How do I deal with that? How do I deal with those hallucinations?
Okay, you would want an alternative. For one thing, when you're having, you need planning in advance. If you just see them, it is a freaky experience. But when you can name, oh, this is just a hallucination. What I want to recommend for you is cognitive therapy. Cognitive, are you familiar with that? That's a dressed up word for thinking therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that at all? It gives you a lot of good thinking skills, the therapy.
See, nobody's really gone into the schizophrenic part of this.
Okay. Well, there are cognitive therapists who specialize in schizophrenia. And so you could go to the website, either my website, drkenner.com, or you could go to academyofct.org. That's cognitivetherapy.org.
So you're thinking behavioral therapy?
And not behavioral, cognitive. They sometimes call it cognitive behavioral therapy, but I want to get to the cognitions, your thoughts. Because if I, let's just say I had an operation and they gave me some drugs and I started to see an apparition, just as a drug effect, or I started to hear voices that weren't there, if I knew to remind myself, oh, that's not real, that's just the same old drug effect, then it settles my mind. I don't feel as highly anxious. Whereas if I think, oh my God, I'm never going to get rid of these thoughts or these apparitions, then they're more likely to come back. It's become an anxiety disorder on top of what you're dealing with. You know, it's part of the, it's what drives you to cut. Because it's freaky, right?
Yeah, it's really freaky.
And you want skills in advance to be able to calm your mind down so you can deal with those types of situations more rationally rather than looking at your only alternative as cutting. Cutting is not your only alternative action in that situation. In fact, it worsens the situation. It doesn't better it. So I would recommend going to that website, academyofct.org, talking to your doctor to see if she can get you into a cognitive therapy program. Okay?
Okay.
And share all the details with her so that she can work with you to really help you through this name. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
When I entered my marriage, I left my true self at the door. Now I don't even know who I am anymore.
My girlfriend doesn't want to make anyone mad. I never know how she truly feels, and I'm clueless when it comes to pleasing her sexually. She won't express what she likes.
How many lose themselves in a romantic relationship, feeling unimportant, taken for granted? Or perhaps they lie or cheat and think their partner should forgive and forget? I am Dr. Ellen Kenner, clinical psychologist and co-author with Dr. Edwin Locke of the romance guidebook, The Selfish Path to Romance. Provocative title? I know. By selfish, we mean the self-valuing, self-nurturing way to romance. You never want to lose yourself in a relationship. You want to create a win-win partnership to value your own and each other's goals and dreams. Discovering how to be true to yourself in a romantic partnership is learnable and key to romantic happiness. Check out our book with its daring title, The Selfish Path to Romance, at Amazon or selfishromance.com.